Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today's sermon text is from the gospel reading, kinda. It's the two verses that present the kind of company Jesus kept while he was dying on the cross for us. Matthew 27, 38, and 44. They are as follows. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him. That our Father chose to crucify his Son between these two lestai, as the Greek says, these two evildoers, that they flank our Lord during his final moments of life is nothing short of fascinating. Luke, and this is why I said kinda, because now we're going to segue into Luke. Luke gives us much more information about these guys in his gospel. Important information that reveals the ultimate difference between the two robbers. Luke 23, 39 to 43 says this. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man, he's done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." While they both reviled Christ, one of them repented and was saved. Jesus' use of the word today is a remarkable and comforting expression of the now but not yet reality of our Lord's divine plan. Even though Christ's and the repentant thief's bodies will be laid to rest separately, and even though Jesus will descend into hell to proclaim God's faithfulness to his word, his promise that the Messiah would come in glory, the repentant sinner who has confessed the Lord's innocence and prayed for his help, today he will be in paradise, heaven with Christ. This is how it is for us too. Jesus has promised to be with us today. Right now, as we are gathered in his name, yet the reality of what being with him today means for us will not be fully realized until the last day, when he comes again. Like the thief, we've been promised the present reality of a future eschatological blessing. The definition of that rad theological word is included on your sermon notes insert if you want to take a look at what that means. That is a mechanism I just employed to get you to look at your sermon notes insert. So, yeah, look at that. The fact that there are two sinners with Christ invites us to identify the differences between these guys. I already mentioned the repentant man's humility. The unrepentant one is proud. He's demanding. "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us," he yells. "Prove yourself, guy. Show me you're the Christ. Get me off of this thing. And then we can talk about you being the Messiah." Sure, he wanted to be saved, but he had no humility in his pursuit of salvation. No humility before the Lord, and even questioned whether Jesus was the Christ. His demand to be saved put the Lord to the test. His rescue from his cross would be the sign of whether or not Jesus actually was the Messiah. Jesus says in Matthew 12, 39, "It's an evil, an adulterous generation that seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah, buried 3 days in the belly," right? The grave. The Lord also quotes in Matthew, Deuteronomy 6:16, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." So we have the proud robber and we have the humble robber, our two crucified thieves. As we enter Holy Week, as we remember our Lord suffering and death for us sinners, in anticipation of our celebration of his glorious resurrection, we've been provided an opportunity to reflect on who we are individually. How do you see yourself? What is your perception of you? Which of the robbers represents you? We want to claim the repentant sinner, don't we? And indeed, that is the truth for every single Christian. In repentance, in faithful belief in Christ as our substitute on the cross, we are just like that man, and we have the same gospel promise he received. We will be in paradise with Christ today, right now. That is the reality, even if you cannot fully understand it at this moment. Christians are rightly then represented by the repentant robber. Repentance is the connection. Faithful repentance. But are we not also too often like the unrepentant evildoer? Do you not think more highly of yourself than you ought? The reviling robber didn't address the difference between him and Jesus like the repentant one did. What's the difference between you and your Lord? One has the mind of Christ, one robber does, who did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, just as we heard in the epistle reading, Philippians 2:6. He's guilty. Jesus is innocent. You're a sinner. Christ is sinless. And so the question shifts to, do you acknowledge this truth? Or are you living in denial? I'm not that bad of a guy. Save me already. How do you address your sin? Do you think more highly of yourself than you ought? Maybe you've been saved by Jesus because in reality you're kind of awesome. Better than others, even. It's just you and me, big guy. We're bros. You see, yeah, I fist bumped the Lord. That was a fist bump. You couldn't see his, but it was there. You see, there's a danger in immediately clinging to the contrite criminal. That's where we want to go. And we know that's where we're going to end up. Intellectually, we know this. Why do you go to him so quickly? If we're paying attention, we may discover that such a move reveals that we're actually more like the unrepentant evildoer, the arrogant one, than we really want to be. As Christians, we may be like the repentant sinner, yes. But if I'm honest, I find that I more often than not am represented by that unrepentant guy. That's the picture of Ty. And then it's in that humble realization, that moment of honesty, that repentance is born in my heart by the Holy Spirit. And I begin to live out my Christian life. Not going to that picture of what I want to be, but acknowledging who I am, I become who I want to be. Perhaps you're aware of Jesus' parable in Luke 18, which teaches the point of today's sermon in no uncertain terms. Jesus paints this picture for us. Two men went up to the temple to pray, came to church. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, on the other hand, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus said, I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other one. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Humble yourselves this morning, my friends. Humble yourselves and acknowledge that you have much in common with the reviling robber. Perhaps you're in the habit of comparing yourself to others. Maybe you look down your nose at your neighbors and cast proud judgments on them based on what you see, the decisions they make, the outcome of those decisions, as if you were so much better if they would just do things my way. Man, they'd have it all made. Or as we like to joke in my house, if only my wife was the ruler of the world, things would be perfect. I fully acknowledge it. It would be a great place to live. Humble yourselves and remember that Jesus was crucified for you and for them just the same. Or do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? Jesus is the only one of us who's done nothing wrong. He's the only one deserving of any of the good things that you and I have been given. We receive his just fruits. Recognizing that the reviling robber is your stand-in. Repent of your sinful ways. Confess them and pray for your Lord's mercy with humility. In doing so, you'll become like the contrite criminal who was crucified with our Lord, and Jesus will always say to you what he said to him. Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And today we are. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.